It's been a week of racially charged comments and denunciations on the campaign trail. NPR News analyst Juan Williams is here from Washington to sort them out. He's here every Friday. Hi, Juan.
Good day to you, Madeline.
Well, what about Geraldine Ferraro's comment that Barack Obama would not be where he is if he weren't a black man? She actually had to resign from Hillary Clinton's campaign as a result of that comment. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, speaking as a black man, I found it somewhat amusing. There's been so many black presidents. Obviously, it's a tremendous advantage to be black and run for president of the United States. I just think on the face of it, you know, it's like, what are you talking about? And especially for a guy whose name is Barack Obama. There's no way that just being a woman or just being a black puts you in those positions. The suspicious thought in my mind is this part of a systematic effort by the Clinton campaign to make Barack Obama into the black candidate and therefore less acceptable to white voters. Unfortunately for Barack Obama, his own minister played into some of that this week, Madeline, with tapes being played all over the cable channels and on the internet of Reverend Jeremiah Wright making racially incendiary comments, cursing out white people, damning the United States. Again, this doesn't help Barack Obama.
And I guess the bigger question is how fair is it to link both of these people, Reverend Wright and Geraldine Ferraro, to the candidates themselves? Are these people just individuals saying what they think, or can they fairly be linked to the candidates and what they think?
In the case of Ferraro, she was a member of the campaign. And it reminds me of when Billy Shaheen, who was running the Clinton effort up in New Hampshire, made comments about Barack Obama's drug use, admitted drug use in his book. You start to think, well, wait a second. There's a consistent message. There's a pattern here. It's the racial pattern that really, I think, sets nerves off, because the idea that that inside the Democratic Party, where African Americans are an essential part of the base, that race would be used against a black candidate just seems so, you know, so regrettable. Let me put it to you that way. Let me soften my thoughts and put it to you that way.
Okay.
It just seems so awful.
Yeah. Well, there is an article in today's USA Today with the headline, Dems Fret Over Warring Words, saying the Democrats, the party, is increasingly worried that their chances for winning in November are being marred by all this back and forth.
One of the legitimate lines of argument is that the Republicans will be very aggressive against whoever the Democratic nominee is. Part of the logic here is, well, if the Republicans do it and they're going to benefit from it in the general election, expect that the Democrats will do it to each other in the primary, and therefore everything is fair game. It makes politics a really claw-to-death match.
Okay, let's turn to the Republicans. Senator John McCain, the presumptive nominee, is heading out of the country next week. He's actually going to Iraq. I guess that's to coincide with the fifth anniversary of the Iraq War.
This is key for him because he continues to make the argument that the war is necessary, that the surge is a good idea. And as you know, the polls indicate that the American people think the surge is working to some degree, and that has pushed the story off the front pages, although this week there was an uptick in terms of violence. But the American people also, it's almost two-thirds now, Madeline, say that, you know, it was a mistake to go into Iraq, that a deadline should be set for getting out. That is going to be key in November. And there's an effort here now by the McCain campaign to get ahead of that curve, put John McCain in Iraq, have him meeting with leaders not only in the Middle East but throughout Europe the next week, so that people start to see him as someone who is willing to bring in allies. That's part of the McCain argument. We can have more allies even though we're going to continue to be there, versus people who are saying it's time to pull out.
Okay, finally, Juan, you are our Washington insider, our eyes and ears behind the scenes. What was your most interesting conversation that you had this week?
You know, there was a dinner, Madeline, that I had with Bill Gates and Colin Powell and about a dozen other journalists. And Powell said the most fascinating thing. He's talking about the first thing he would say to the next president of the United States. And he said right at the top of his list would be that this is the time that history will remember for wealth creation around the world. That there was only one very rich man in Russia a generation ago. Now there are thousands of billionaires. If you look at China, the Chinese government's major struggle is creating a middle class, creating wealth. You look at India. He just continued to go around the world. You know, it was one of those conversations where you say, my God, that guy has such a view of the entire globe. It's just a rare moment that you see someone with that kind of ambit to their thought. And, you know, it made you wonder, why is it that he never ran for president?
And did he say anything about whether or not he would consider running with John McCain?
Yeah, I asked him that. He said, not me. Good try, Juan.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Madeline.